Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has announced that he is lifting restrictions on restaurants, bars, gyms, and other businesses put in place due to the coronavirus pandemic. This is Don Rush. Businesses may reopen, but every public space still requires the state's masking order and indoor distancing requirements. The move came as a surprise to many local officials and is an echo of the decision by Texas to reopen. But are we moving too fast? We talked with Dr. Paul Spearman, a member of the Board of Directors for the Infectious Diseases Society of America and Director of Infectious Diseases at the Cincinnati Children's Hospital. Are we moving too soon? What's your assessment in terms of where we are at this stage of the game?
It's definitely premature, and you know, it seems to be motivated by things other than people's lives and their safety. It's great that we're seeing the rates go down. The rates of spread are going down. The rates of hospitalization, and we're seeing that pretty widely across the U.S. But they're still way higher than they should be in terms of, you know, most public health emergencies. There's still thousands and thousands of cases every day. And so we're not nearly at the time when we should consider not masking and distancing and following all our public health guidelines to help get this pandemic, you know, out of the way for the future. It's very, very dangerous.
In the state of Maryland, we're under the 5% mark where they suggest that perhaps these kinds of businesses can be opened up. But we've been at that for the last 4 weeks. It was the same at the same rate in the fall. I mean, is that number mean anything?
I can't say that I'm an expert on exactly what level in the community or level of testing positivity we should make a cutoff. But what I do is I listen to the experts at CDC who tell me what they think is going to really help control the pandemic. And even when you get to what is seems to be a safer level of spread, not continuing to mask, you know, for instance, in this situation where there still is active community spread is simply foolish.
Do you think we could see another surge then as a result of this?
Well, a lot of experts are predicting that. We know that in the past, areas that have decided not to enforce or not to really accept masking and distancing, that those areas have seen increases above the areas that have been compliant. And so it's pretty clear that if people don't follow their own guidelines to mask and distance, yes, I think another wave is possible. And, you know, another factor in all of this is that there are viral variants. We know that some of the variants that have arrived in the United States can spread more easily. They're more easily transmissible. Now, we're very hopeful that, you know, just like as the CDC came out recently saying that, you know, if you've already been vaccinated, you can get together with a small group of other vaccinated people and with family members. We're going to start to see some opening up in safe ways. And that's the kind of thing that people need to be listening to. And
finally, in terms of the future, are you optimistic?
So I'm still optimistic. I think what's going on right now with the fact that the vaccination totals are going up, I'm very optimistic. But it's just not time yet to kind of become sloppy.
Dr. Paul Spearman, a member of the Board of Directors for the Infectious Diseases Society of America and Director of Infectious Diseases at the Cincinnati Children's Hospital. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.